In German, quite literally as fast as possible. So I went on YouTube and I looked up this piece and I thought to myself after hearing, I can't do this. And then I realized that the person I was listening on YouTube was playing it abnormally fast. And now I know that the challenge for this piece is really not to play it fast, but it's also to convey the emotion while playing it fast.
And what you say about conveying the emotion, I mean, you can probably play it faster than anybody on earth, but getting that speed and the emotion across to an audience deserves a certain reins, you know, holding a firm hand on the reins of this piece. Beautifully done. You have an amazing teacher at Juilliard who you followed here to Aspen this summer. One of our favorites, Veda Kaplinsky. You were saying that when you first came to Veda, she helped you make a major change in your technique, you know, just the way you were holding your hand altogether?
Yeah, she really wanted to correct the way I was using my arm and my body and my wrist in playing. And now I really wish I had listened to her sooner. I wish I had done all the exercises and etudes she gave me and really took them seriously, because I think it's human nature that you're really reluctant to change something, especially since you've been doing that. Well, I was doing that for basically my whole life until I met Veda. So, but in the end, it really helped. After a year, when I got the technique she taught me, it really helped with my sound.
Well, it's very hard to teach an old dog new tricks, you know. You're late in your life, you know, as we are. Okay, you're 12 now, all right. What age were you when Veda accepted you into her studio?
9.
Okay. Hey, we asked Veda about what she heard in your playing that convinced her to take you on at such a young age.
When I first heard Felicia, I was struck with the one element that I always look for in students when I hear them, and that is that she loved what she was doing. Every musical gesture that she made just came from inside. There was nothing affected about it. It was all about the music. And that's when I know that the potential is there, and if the love for music is there, then we can do wonders with them. If the love is not there, then all they do is become resentful.
So I hear that you took a box of peppermints to your audition with Veda. Why was that?
I did, because my mom read something online that peppermints lower your anxiety levels and they make you less nervous. So she bought me, I recall, 2 bags of peppermints that I kept eating the night before and the morning of my audition, but they did not help at all. They gave me the most horrible stomach ache.
Alicia, you say that your whole attitude about the piano changed once you were accepted into Veda's studio.
Yes, it did. Because before I came into Veda's studio, I kind of thought of piano as a hobby, something I did for fun. But then my whole attitude changed once I got accepted. And I remember quite recently in a concert, I was playing at a concert, and I thought to myself, quite bluntly, I really like this. I think this is something I want to do, and I think this is a good thing for me to be doing.
I think we all agree this is a very good thing for you to be doing, and we're so glad we got to hear you today, Felicia. All the best of luck to you.
Thank you.
12-year-old Felicia He from Saddle River, New Jersey, studying this summer here at the Aspen Music Festival and School.
Today's show may be halfway over, but your From the Top experience doesn't have to end here. Sign up for our mailing list to keep in touch with all things From the Top. We'll send you all the latest news, plus let you know when we're coming to a town near you. Sign up at fromthetop.org.
This is the International Children's Arts Network. Later today is the International Lullaby Hour. Lullabies from all over the world, from France to Brazil, and right here from the United States. But first, it's story time. That's all right here on ICANN. Thank you.
From NPR, it's From the Top, celebrating the power of music in the hands of America's kids. This week, we're coming to you from Harris Concert Hall at the Aspen Music Festival and School in Aspen, Colorado. Coming up, teenagers studying here in Aspen perform the finale of the piano trio in G minor by Bedrich Smetana. From the Top's residency at the Aspen Music Festival has been made possible with generous support from the Tippett Rise Fund of the Sidney E. Frank Foundation. Here again is Christopher O'Reilly.
And now, music for the French horn, performed by an 18-year-old who's come from Canada to study here at Aspen this summer. Martin Mangrum will perform the second movement of York Bowen's Sonata for Horn and Piano. Thank you. We heard the slow movement of York Bowen's Sonata for Horn and Piano, performed by 18-year-old Martin Mangrum from Montreal, Canada. Well, Martin, the sound just blossomed out of the instrument. It was just such a gorgeous trajectory. Every note had such a bloom to it.
Thank you.
Congratulations on a wonderful performance. Martin, when it comes to music, you say honesty is very important to you. So how does honesty present itself musically in your mind?
In the practice room, you have to be very honest with yourself. If you're lying to yourself, you're going to realize that on stage. And I like to record myself to see exactly where I'm at, even though it's not very flattering. And as I like to say, I don't hope for the best, I work for it.
Very good attitude. I imagine that extensive preparation is the best way to deal with any nerves or insecurity you feel before you play. Do you have any other ways to help you get through a difficult piece, kind of working techniques?
Well, I like to create a storyline to the music, to focus on that instead of technique. Mm-hmm. The reason being is if I focus on technique, my performance goes downhill immediately.
So in other words, if you just think about some kind of poetic image, I mean, what are you thinking about in this piece particularly?
In this piece, I'm thinking of this very fat man stomping down a hallway and then has a very unfortunate love life and then commits suicide at the end.
I knew I liked this piece. I know your father plays in the outstanding Montreal Symphony, as does your teacher, John Zerbel, but there's something else that Montreal is really famous for, especially since Cirque du Soleil, and you've participated in which school? Tell everybody.
Well, I did the National Circus School for 4 years, doing the recreational program.
So what all do you cover in circus school?
Well, I was doing unicycling, juggling, and acrobatics.
But being prepared is something you're very keen on musically, or in this case, not being prepared. You had a scary experience at circus school.
Yes, well, my last circus class, one of my teachers suggested that I try a double front from the trampoline. And you're supposed to spread your knees when doing that. Reason being is you can hit your face when you land. So anyway, I broke my nose. And the worst part is I missed my first lesson with John Zerbel because of it.
Well, you broke your nose, but you didn't break your lip. I'll tell you, your lip is in fine shape, my man, and it was great today. Really fantastic sound, great performance, and we wish you all the best, Martin. Thank you very much. Martin Mangrum, 18-year-old French hornist from Montreal, Quebec, in Canada.
Podcasts of From the Top, featuring bonus content not heard on the radio broadcast, are available every week at fromthetop.org. Chris.
Taking the stage now to play unaccompanied cello is 15-year-old Noah Lee from Oakland, New Jersey. He'll be performing the favorite Giulio by Mark Summer. Thank you. Mark Summers' Julio, played by 15-year-old Noah Lee, a cellist, is from Oakland, New Jersey. Well, that was definitive. I mean, you know, the music and also just your ebullient expression and happiness. Wow. And that and the joy that you bring to that piece.
Thank you so
just
much.
Just wonderful, Noah. Noah, you were on our show before when you were just 11. And now, as a teenager...
A lot has changed.
You've changed a lot. You've grown quite a lot. And as a teenager, your energy as a performer is even more exciting, I have to say. And nowadays, you're even playing in a rock band. What's the most appealing thing about playing rock music for you?
Well, actually, I created a rock band in my school. And the funny thing about the rock band is that the difference in response of the audience. For example, when I play classical music for an audience, the response is a golf clap.
Oh, Augusta, you know, sort of very deferential, sort of like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Sort of masters kind of clapping. And well, that's different with the rock band?
Well, in contrast, in the rock band, when I perform rock music, the whole house erupts and people are screaming and dancing and it's such a different environment, so.
Gotta give it to you. Absolutely, you're right. Your musical ambitions extend beyond the concert hall and your rock playing. Talk about your group Back to Bach.
Oh yeah, so the Back to Bach project is a project that I started about a year ago. And this project, basically, I just take some of my friends and we go to different elementary schools and libraries. And our goal, our mission, is to show the kids how fun it is to play classical music. I personally believe that classical music should be spread. The musicians should show their love for classical music instead of just holding it in a practice room. You know, that's not the purpose of music. So that's the synopsis of the project. But this project was actually inspired by From the Top. When I came in the show when I was 11 years old, we did a lot of workshops and we went to schools and I was just so inspired of the kids' faces. They all looked so excited and pumped to hear classical music. So I love that feeling, so I want to continue to have that feeling through this project.
Well, we're glad to have had a hand in that. You're inspiring everybody you play for. Who inspires you, Noah?
The person who inspires me the most is probably my mom. Ever since I was a young kid, actually, my mom plays cello, as well as my sister. So it's a pretty big music family, I would say. When I was a young kid, my mom, you know, practiced with me every day, and she was so dedicated, so passionate about, you know, me being the classical musician I am today. So, you know, as I get older, I'm starting to really appreciate, you know, her dedication and her love, you know, not only for classical music, but for my development as a person and as a player.
Well, we know that there are a lot of musically driven families, but I don't know a more joyfully musically driven family than the Lees, you and Sydney and your mom. So it's all paying off. Gosh, so great to see you and hear you again, Noah.
Thank you.
Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
Noah Lee, 15-year-old cellist from Oakland, New Jersey. We're going to end our show from the Aspen Music Festival and School with a terrific piano trio studying this summer in the David Finkel Wuhan Chamber Music Studio. We'll hear Aubrey Oliverson, 17 years old, our violinist from Orem, Utah. Our cellist will be Zlatimir Fung, 16 years old, from Westboro, Massachusetts. And our pianist is Adria Yee, 17 years old, from New York. They will be playing the finale of the Smetana G Minor Piano Trio. These guys are all alums from the top. Before they play, I want to thank all the great young musicians we've had on this show from Aspen. And thank you all for listening. This is Christopher O'Reilly. Please join me next week when we will once again take it from the top. Thank you.
From the Top is written and produced by Tom Bagley and Tim Banker, with music director Tom Vinieri. The tour producer is David Balsam and the production manager is Elizabeth DeVore. Technical direction by Barrett Willett with Dan Hallis and John Servies. The executive producers are Gerald Slavitt and Jennifer Hurley-Wales. I'm Joanne Robinson. From the Top is an independent nonprofit organization based in Boston. Our founding partners are New England Conservatory and WGBH Boston. If you'd like to appear in our program, apply online at fromthetop.org. From the Top's home is New England Conservatory, where outstanding young artists and inspirational teachers are transforming classical music.
National Children's Arts Network is community funded, supported by listeners like you, and by a grant from the Joyce N. Furman Memorial Trust, celebrating a lifetime of giving to children, education, and the arts.